The new Lincoln stamp is a portrait of Lincoln's face, as most people would associate the image as part of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. So, as I understand it, a photograph was taken, and then a designer made an artistic, stylized version of that portrait of Lincoln's face in the Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln has been on stamps before. Is there something a little bit more special about this one in your mind?
Well, I mean, we're certainly honored to be selected as a location for the first day issue and dedication ceremony for the stamp. But you're right, Lincoln has appeared on many stamps. In 2009, the post office also chose the Old State Capitol to be a first day issue location for a series of stamps that included Lincoln's likeness at that time. For us, I think what comes to my mind is the fact that we're sort of on the end of the Civil War commemorative period. Springfield and the Old State Capitol are Lincoln sites, and Lincoln's memory and history in this community are still present in the minds of folks at the United States Postal Service, and that they want us to be involved in this opportunity is, of course, that's special to us.
I know there are stamp collectors out there. They really like to get a stamp on the day it's issued, things like that. What would that whole process be?
First day issue ceremonies certainly are important events for philatelists and other individuals who are looking for a keepsake or maybe a special gift. The stamp will be available everywhere, as I understand it, on February 13th. But for those who really want to receive it on the first day that it's available, they have to come to the Old State Capitol in downtown Springfield to obtain that stamp. So the Postal Service will work with one of our retail partners and allow people to purchase it. And they'll also be able to affix it and have it canceled on a commemorative envelope that commemorates that particular day. We are working with a Springfield artist, William Crook. Many people are familiar with his beautiful artwork of natural scenes in Springfield, but also historic places, those that still exist and some that are no longer with us. So an artist's image will be on the envelope that the stamp can be affixed to and then canceled, creating the one-of-a-kind keepsake from that day.
Of course, being there at the Old State Capitol, and it's one of the top Lincoln sites to visit, Lincoln has gotten a lot more notoriety over the last few years, the Spielberg movies helping with that quite a bit. Are you hearing that from people who come to the site, or people telling you that they got interested in Lincoln, or maybe it rekindled an interest in them because they had watched the movie?
Absolutely. Spielberg's Lincoln movie is having a big impact on, I think, interest in Abraham Lincoln throughout our country, and no doubt abroad as well. You know, we were really enthused that we were one of the sites that Daniel Day-Lewis visited when he was doing his research and preparing for that award-winning role. So that's translating now into tourism numbers. And we did see, you know, a spike last year in the attendance at the Old State Capitol. And I think that's something that will continue to have a ripple effect in the years to come as, you know, people make their vacation plans and decide where they want to go. I think it helps move them toward Springfield as a destination that some of them might not otherwise consider.
Justin, can you talk as well about some other events that are going on this week? The stamp's just part of it. I know there are a lot of other things happening there at the Old State Capitol.
Well, that's correct. Well, for many years, we've partnered with the Abraham Lincoln Association to host the annual Lincoln Symposium. And this is a great opportunity to hear some of the latest research on Abraham Lincoln, his life and times. So we're kicking that off on actually the evening of the 11th, the night before Lincoln's birthday, and we'll be hosting, in partnership with UIS, the keynote address for the Abraham Lincoln Symposium. Dr. Burlingame and others have been influential in that, so we're really excited for that opportunity. And then, of course, on Lincoln's birthday, on the 12th, at 11 a.m., we'll start the annual symposium, a great opportunity for people to come in. You get to sit in the desk in Representative Hall and take in the latest Lincoln research. It's a great time.
And once Lincoln's birthday is complete, I know there's still a lot going on with Lincoln sites, including something else you've got coming up later in the spring.
That's correct. Right now, we're working on planning the 6th Annual Civil War Medical Encampment. That'll be May 30th and 31st in downtown Springfield on the Square. We're delighted to bring what's become one of the largest outdoor history events in the area to the downtown. And it's also the kickoff event for History Comes Alive, which is 12 weeks of living history and arts programming at our state historic sites and at our partner sites as well. So there's a lot going on and always something for people to do related to history education in Springfield.